I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
On the last episode, Ape Joel and also Joel were hot on the trail of Bitch Hippo, refusing to let an altercation with a baboon and a sex robot slow them down. After a brief dinner break, the Joels, determined to finish this case tonight, make their way to the spaceport.
So you take your hovering Cadillac through the busy, smog-filled streets of New Metal until you find yourselves in the car park of the Spaceport 67, I said it was, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You can see, as you arrive, maybe as you pull in, you see like a giant kind of gleaming spaceship covered in lights, ejecting fucking steam everywhere, leaves, hyperspaces itself away. You think that, like, as fancy as that is, inside it's pretty humdrum and run-of-the-mill. We're talking, like, just like a basic station, you know, like a train station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking, like, one day that'll be us, Ape Joel, me and you. But I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere, I don't care.
I hate this life.
This is bullshit.
Ready,
we're going to write Hazard Death Wish.
Yeah, all right. Is ready to go. I mean, in what dinosaur game have you not been ready to go, really?
Fair point.
Is the question? I mean, like, if we look back to
the origins, yeah, straight away.
Pretty much the moment it began, you wanted it to end. And here we are. You enter the busy spaceport. You can see creatures of all shapes and sizes, goos, gases, the fucking...
works.
The works in terms of unpleasant alien design. And you can see across the busy, crossway, a series of lockers up against one of the walls. Seems like kind of like a whole area full of lock boxes.
I want to have, like, a bit of a lookout. Is anyone sort of, like, looking a bit sus? Anyone kind of got an eye on locker 13?
Are you looking as well, Ape Joel?
Yeah, I'll join in.
You look around, you can't really see anybody suspicious.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's hard to tell. Some aliens don't even have eyes or faces, but like, yeah, from looking around, it doesn't seem like anything's kind of off.
All right, Ape Joel, if you want to just like look around while next to me while I open this locker.
Oh yeah.
Sounds good.
You insert the key into the locker.
Any neon knights.
Click. Doof, the door opens up. Inside, there isn't much. You can see what looks like a pair of overalls. Yeah. You can see a book full of diagrams.
Okay.
And a weird gun. It looks kind of like a classic, spacey, kind of like sci-fi ray gun style thing.
So nothing like my NWA fuck the police standard issue handgun?
No, this looks more Buck Rogers than...
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'm going to holster that pistol.
Right, yeah. Yeah, pistol.
I'm just going to write pistol in brackets, future.
You can chuck a... no, I was going to be like, chuck a plus. No, actually, never mind.
I don't know how to use this. put that in my holster. Maybe I'll give that to... Actually, no. Right, Ape Joel.
Yes.
Have the
All right.
It Let's looks just like surreptitiously take everything. We'll do this in the car.
Clever.
Ready? Right. You leave the spaceport. Nobody stops you. Everything kind of goes pretty smoothly. You climb back into the Cadillac and you put the contents of the locker out in front of you.
All right. So, hey, Dusha, here's the future pistol. And look at the overalls. Is anything in them? Like stained or like give them a bit of a sniff?
You kind of like look over the overalls. ape brain, we'll call that.
Yeah. Well, an ape nose is connected to an ape brain.
What's your ape brain?
Four.
And we'll call that cleverness.
Well, five.
You can't smell anything, but the expanded and improved olfactory senses of ape Joel. You just pick up a lot of unpleasant chemicals on it. The smell of blood. And that's about it, really. Okay. You think this was like work overalls of some variety, potentially belonging to Professor Bitch Hippo, but you're not 100% sure.
And what's the contents of that book?
You crack open the book and you look inside. It's full of diagrams. It's full of like drawings. A lot of them are largely meaningless to you. Ape Joel, you just can't even cope. The diagrams are too much for your little ape brain.
What is this?
You have a little ape freak out in the car. But also, Joel, one diagram you start to notice, it looks even not so much like a diagram, more like a sketch of a machine. And you can see this again and again, kind of like improved upon till you get to the final page of the journal or the book. And there's nothing beyond it. The machine seems like reminds you of like almost a scorpion, but mechanical. And at the center of it, there's this large green gem. The gem has been circled and then written like a circle and a line comes off it. And the end of the, like written on the line is Geppetto Yokomoto Mining Company, hot and fresh 68.
Do I know what any of that means?
Let's have a roll and find out.
I'm guessing like...
Look, you know, you've heard people... Ape Joel, you got no idea. Who knows?
You're still having a freak out.
You're still having an ape panic at the complicated diagrams. But also, Joel...
There's a company... he's gone.
Oh, boy. You don't really know who the Geppetto Yokomoto Mining Company is, but Hot and Fresh 68 is the name of one of the moons of Garbulon, the planet that you're currently residing on.
Hot and Fresh?
68. You know that it's... you get a good roll. It's made of flesh. Like human flesh. Nobody ever says what did it. Everybody just says the disaster. People are like, where did Hot and Fresh come from? People are like, well, it's been like that since the disaster. But nobody will quite say what the disaster is.
All right, so how far away is Hot and Fresh?
Well, you figure from this spaceport, if you wanted to keep doing it tonight and not go home and sleep, you could probably catch a shuttle or a spaceship to Hot and Fresh. But you're not going to be able to get there any other way other than probably catching a spaceship. Also, you don't know if, like, you're not miners. There might be, like, stuff that's going to stop you getting there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ape Joel, so we got to go to... Come. It's all right. It's okay.
I'm back. Anyway, okay. Sorry, my ape brain.
It happens.
Sometimes it gets wiggy. Yeah, it's life. It's...
No. Anyway.
I hold one of your secret punches. It's all right. It's okay.
One of the human hands that you can feel. It doesn't feel leathery like an ape's. It feels soft. Okay,
which feels weird for me because those arms are relatively new for me.
It's okay.
15 years old.
20.
20 years old.
But I'm 55, so...
Hey,
look, it all adds up.
All right, so we got to go to this Hot and Fresh. You know, Hot and Fresh? It's been that way ever since, you know... The disaster.
Everybody remembers the disaster. But not what the disaster is.
So, everyone's too embarrassed to point that out.
The disaster.
The disaster, you know.
It's terrible. Now the moon's made of flesh and skin, but like...
Yeah.
So
I reckon we go back, sleep on it tonight, maybe do a bit of research on the future Google about this company. And
I'm sorry that the future Google scares you so much.
It does.
Gotta how suck you, that cue.
How you see diagrams is how I see the future of Google.
Your it's man just, brain. I don't wrong. Like
it. And then, because I know we got to meet up with Mr. Bois.
Missy Dubois or Mr. Bois.
Mr. Bois.
All right,
tomorrow. So maybe we'll tell her we got to maybe charter up. Maybe she can maybe pay for the charter as well, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
Maybe just have a quicker.
We should go to sleep so that it takes 2 days to do this.
Maybe have a quicker. How much does it cost to get to the mining port?
You go up to, say, one of the like tellers in the spaceport where people are charting commercial flights off planet. Somebody that kind of just looks a bit like a tree is behind the counter. When you arrive, they rustle.
I keep getting really excited and doing the noises, but that ain't me. I should just be making ape.
Oh, sorry, English.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I was just wondering how much a ticket, two tickets return for hot and
tasty.
Hot and fresh.
Hot and fresh 68.
Hot and fresh 68. That's the
one. A couple
of
branches slowly like down and clicker clack on a keyboard of some variety. It's hard to tell because they're a tree if they're looking at a screen or not, or if they then turn to you after looking at a screen.
Looking around, very uncomfortable, not knowing where to look.
Which bits its cock, you don't know.
That's how we keep getting into this problem. I'll disarm you.
My cock. The bush alien turns back at you. Unfortunately, we're not chartering flights to the Hot and Fresh 68 unless you're part of the Yakumoto Geppetto Mining Company.
We are.
All right.
Scary ape face.
Scary ape face at a negative turn.
No!
Because you're a scary ape.
Yeah, intimidation.
Or are you trying to intimidate them to be like, you're not trying to convince them. You're trying to be like, we are.
Yeah.
Hey? Don't call the cops.
Yeah. All right. I know exactly what's going to happen to him. He calls the cops.
Yep. You see one of the branches like under the counter and then boop. You don't know. But maybe you feel like something in the back of your head, like your APs are powerful enough that they can pick up a silent alarm. Something's gone wrong. Somebody's been called.
I use my mind meld.
Okay. It's strange to be a tree.
All I can remember is Mr. Bois being, you guys can do this like subtle, yeah?
You're
yeah?
discreet. That's discreet. What I hear.
Discreet. Like, yep.
You're a tree behind the counter watching your behemoth of an ape body collapse in the middle of the busy spaceport.
I mean, fuck. This is...
Ape Joel?
Yes?
Or Tree Joel?
Ape Tree Joel is
fine. Tree Joel?
Tree Joel?
Grab my old body and drag it to safety. Look panicked. Stand over me, looked panicked. I'll wait for the coppers.
All right. You stand over the prone body of Ape Joel. You stay behind the counter.
Eyes, looking. Like, just, like, fake wild. Like, yeah.
Whoa.
What is happening? Ooh, a bit of pantomime. Oh, no.
Eventually, two, what you know as police officers, approach. They look slightly human. Maybe one of them has antlers. Maybe the other's face is just a mouth. Like, the whole head is just one big mouth.
Yep.
They rush towards you wearing, like, a kind of, like, black body armor, black trench coats, and little police badges. They come across the scene. They turn to you. What seems to be the problem? The alarm was tripped.
Sorry, I panicked. This kind gentleman's friend just fell unconscious, and I wasn't sure what to do, and I figured you, as officers of the law, may know how to handle this situation.
Yeah, so he's just, he's got epilepsy.
Epilepsy.
If I need someone to help drag me to his car.
He'll be fine if he's in the car.
The cops kind of like turn and look at each other, have a little muffled conversation. And they're like, okay, well, do you want us to get a doctor on the scene? We're going to get a doctor on the scene.
No, just, I got his meds back.
Well, if he's
in
had
the
epilepsy
car.
In the middle of the spaceport, we don't want it to get any worse. Oh, you have his meds with you?
Yeah, they're in the car. If you could just like help me, he's an ape.
He's an ape.
If you want to like, if you got a trolley like to help me,
just
load
help
him
these
on.
Gentlemen. It's there. He does. He's panicked, but he's not.
Look, while we got you here, look, this is not police business.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
so sorry.
Okay, you could just call an ambulance. That's fine.
Oh, fair enough. Look, I. Sorry, can we? If you want to help me lift him onto a trolley, that'd be great.
Your charming natural personality
in
shines
that monotone.
Yeah.
Can you just fucking help me or some shit? I don't fucking know.
The guy who is just a mouth picks up Ape Joel by one arm. The guy who has antlers picks him up by the other. You grab his legs. Perfect. Using your honed natural body, you heft Ape Joel outside the spaceport and into the back of the Cadillac.
Thank you so much.
The police officers dust off their hands.
You do great work.
Okay, where are his meds? We got to stick around to watch them be administered. We got to make sure this happens.
Sure, Allah. Is there any Tic Tacs in the glove compartment?
This is.
You search amongst the glove compartment. You find a pack of Rolos and a packet of cigs.
I grab two Rolos surreptitiously.
Okay.
And the cigarettes, put it in my mouth. Be like, you guys got a light?
One of them is like, yeah.
As he lights my cigarette, I like pop it into Ape Joel's mouth, so he's a bit distracted.
Does Ape Joel choke?
He takes a couple of minutes now.
You can kind of hear a gurgling coming from Ape Joel.
I rub his throat. Come on, mate.
The gurgling subsides.
Come on, mate. You got the...
Okay, do you want us to call you an ambulance? Because we will.
No. Do you want to just go back to that tree, man, and say, like, everything should be fine?
Yep, not a problem. All right. Okay, well, I'll stay here. My partner here will stay with you. The guy who's just a big mouth comes into the spaceport to you as a tree. An old woman has approached you. Well, she looks like an old woman. As close. Maybe she doesn't have a face. I'd like one ticket off planet, please.
Sure thing, love. Where are you off to?
I'd like to go to what's it called?
Come on, love. We don't have all day.
Well, my mind is not as great as it used to be. I'd like to. God damn it. I'd like to go to Rhode Apple City, please.
Yeah, no worries, love. Look, return?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm visiting my niece.
Oh, that's lovely.
This screen in front of you is very confusing, too. You're not even sure how you're seeing.
You're a tree.
I just use my tree fingers.
Uh-huh.
Just press the screen a bit. Just ask her a few more questions.
Okay.
You're visiting your niece. What's her name?
Her name is Chelsea.
Oh, that's nice.
She's 16.
That's good as.
Radio,
yeah, I'm processing it right now.
A police officer comes by. I'm sorry, ma'am. Could I speak to the gentleman for a moment? The old woman. Oh, of course, officer.
Just wait to the side, love, eh?
Yes.
I was just letting you know that the gentleman.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The ape, who had epilepsy. He's all right.
Epilepsy.
His friend administered some.
Righto.
Yep, so just letting you know again.
Not the silent alarm. I understand.
Generally for if you're being attacked or something like that. It's very, you know.
Or if someone was like threatening me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Just
all right. Joking. You have a great day, all right?
Yeah, I will. Hey.
Yeah.
You too.
Okay, thanks, man.
No all worries. Right.
The police officer leaves. He joins his partner outside and then the two of them get into their squad car.
All right then. So they didn't stick around? Good.
And off they go. The old woman comes back. So my ticket.
I skin the car and leave. He can walk out whenever. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is his own problem.
This is his own fault.
Really?
No, because we still need a ticket.
No, we don't. It's tomorrow's problem.
But if I walk out, the tree's going to know what happened and press the alarm again.
This plan was not clever.
I press the alarm again.
You, also, Joel, as you're driving back to the, see the police car, stop, do a turn, and head back in the direction it came from. The police officer comes up. What's the problem now?
Like, I kind of, like, gesture towards the old woman. She threatened me. I...
Oh, Joel. Oh, Ape Joel.
You just made a face and I'm scared about the consequences that I've brought on.
Look, I'm sick and tired of you messing around with that silent alarm, all right? It's an old woman. I can tell. Okay? She's of no threat.
She's got no face. It's scary.
Excuse me? Do you think I'm scary because I just am a mouth?
No, you're good. You're handsome. Hey? Righto?
Yeah, look, I'm not interested in trees. Okay, I'm flattered, but I'm just not interested, all right? Look, if you press the silent alarm again, all right, this is your second warning. This is your final warning.
Should I disconnect the silent alarm, officer?
No. What if you are being attacked?
Have you read The Boy Who Cried Wolf, officer?
I don't have time for this. Okay?
Like, what is your plan? As I'm driving back, I'm like, are you back? You still... What are you doing? Out. I thought I sent the cop in there to be like, come back out. What the? Come on, man.
I want these fucking tickets.
You could try to like access them on the computer. Keep trying to flirt up this cop.
Try and buy them online tomorrow. Maybe we'll go to like Geppetto, whatever the place was.
Yeah. All right. As the police officer's walking off, I press the alarm one more time, but I walk out of the body.
You come to in the car. You taste roll.
Do I hear sirens in the distance?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Fuck that tree guy.
What did he do?
He wouldn't get me tickets.
You're not allowed. You didn't want tickets here.
I hope I got him fired.
Probably did. Like, I would imagine.
Oh, that's perfect. Tomorrow's a new guy. I can have another chance to, like, talk away the tickets.
You could have tried to pay him off.
Could have tried to pay him off. We could have got someone else. It's like, he could have, his shift could have, he might not be rostered on tomorrow.
Could have gone definitely to won't be now.
Could have gone to a different counter. Could have just bought them, like, look, so many. It's all right.
I'm hearing all the ifs, but yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of tickets.
That's fair. We'll sort this out tomorrow. Maybe even Missy Dubois has connections to the...
Ah, shit. Didn't think about that.
Yeah, you don't think, do you, Ape Joel?
Sometimes I just see trees and want to be in them.
Nah, fair.
You arrive back at your apartment. It's pretty late now. We're talking maybe close to midnight. Mm. You get out of your car, head upstairs, shut the door behind you. You're just going to head to bed?
It's
nothing,
a bit.
Nothing really of much is going on.
What was the company called again? Geppetto?
The Geppetto Yakimoto Mining Company.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and future Google some Geppetto Yakimoto.
Maybe you should
mining.
Leave the future Googling to me.
You're going to give it a go? Your phone, as the little stick with a cube on the end extends.
I think
the cube is always warm.
I link it.
Every time you lick it, you get like a, I don't know, like a flash of countryside in your mind.
Is that good?
You don't know. Ape Joel, are you going to try and have a future Google?
No, future Google on my phone. I don't want to put that one in my mouth.
No, I don't put your one in my mouth.
Ape mouth.
Ape tongue.
You struggle as well, but you're a lot better at navigating future Google. You just know the right way to suck it and maneuver it in your mouth.
You got
to
suck it?
Yeah, man. You suck it, and for some reason it tastes... You don't know why it tastes like that. So when you future Google the Geppetto Yakimoto Mining Company, you find that they're quite a well-established mining company, but they are sort of like not for Garbula, the planet that you're on. They seem to originate somewhere else. They mostly mine moons in sort of other areas surrounding other planets, and also that they tend to specialize in unique moons, shall we say. Moons that, like, are made of skin or whatever the case happens to be.
Some kind of accident.
Yeah, if a disaster's happened, you can tell the Geppetto Yakimoto Mining Company is going to be like, there's going to be neat shit on that moon. I'm going to go have a look. You also... You going to future Google anything else?
Maybe Missy Dubois.
Oh, boy. You find yourself in an unpleasant part of the future internet. Also, Joel, you don't know how you got there. You don't even know what you're saying. You just know that it's probably a crime. Like, it's the kind of thing where you're like, maybe you're seeing like an elephant's trunk kind of deal, kind of spurting out what seem like black beans, like you might get in a chili. And you don't know what you're seeing, but you're like, I don't think I'm allowed to see this. Yeah, you rolled terribly. And also, Joel, you just get distracted on future Wikipedia.
Oh, sick.
I don't know. You're learning about, like, how centipede people, I don't know, make their tops or something. Anyway, it distracts you and you don't find out anything else.
Then we drift to sleep with future phone falling on our face.
Yep, as it does. Oh, you never want to wake up after sucking on your future phone's Google cube. Waking up in the morning with that still in your mouth is never good. Mostly because of the radiation. It's just bad to have it near your head that long. So you wake up in the morning. I don't know, do you have like an alarm set? What time do you normally wake up? Or do you just sleep in so you're not in this terrible reality as much as you can be?
I think because I'm enjoying suffering, yeah. I probably have a set alarm for 7 a.m., maybe even 6.
That's unpleasant. Ape Joel?
I'll wake up when I wake up.
You probably wake up the same time also Joel's alarm goes off. Yeah, 6 in the morning. You're groggy. You can hear the ever-present sound of the busy streets of New Metal outside as cars drive by and industry happens.
Yeah, go get a coffee, donut, read the papers, see what's going on in the world.
You head down to Giuseppe's Pasteria.
Yeah.
They also do coffee.
It's more of an all-day thing.
Yeah. It's like it's there at night. It's Giuseppe's son. Giuseppe.
Giuseppe Junior.
Yeah, he's there during the day. He makes you coffee, makes you some very nice, probably not donuts, but like Italian pastries. It's a very nice coffee as well. You know, like a little Italian coffee?
Yeah.
He hands those like to that, the two of you with his tentacles.
Italian pastries translated well to this world, but bananas.
Who knows what the fuck a banana is? Italy was remained. That's what people say.
Yeah, Italy remained.
What happened to the future? Italy remained.
Maybe that was a disaster.
All right, you spend the day, like the morning until you're meant to meet Missy Dubois. She said she'd be around today.
Yeah, we go back to office, see if we get any more clientele, any more bounties going on.
Oh, yeah, fuck this job off, get a new one.
Do I check the wire? What do I check? How do we get jobs?
You probably got the
check out answering machine. Hi, you've called Joel and
ooh. You've called ooh and also Joel.
Do you need a bounty hunted, or do you need us to do dictation on your essay? You've come to the right place.
Joel's ink services
for all your bounty hunting and ink needs.
You maybe don't have a new bounty, but maybe when you check your letterbox, there's like a holo cube that is somebody's speech that they'd like transcribed.
All right, I start the morning doing that. That side hustle going.
It's just like an evolutionary talk about an evolution. Yeah. Not that interesting. About midday, the door to your office opens and Missy Dubois walks back in. Boys, she says,
"Hi, Missy."
She pulls herself up elegantly on the seat in front of your desk. Do you have one desk or two?
One.
All right. And a couch. Both sit behind?
Yes.
That's funny.
And a nice green leather couch to the side.
But she lounges on the leather
couch. Yeah, we don't sit on the couch. We have desk chairs.
Yeah. And there's also a chair for her.
I thought you were saying that to Missy. Like, we don't sit on that couch.
No.
It's a looking couch.
No, but like, the couch
is the side. It's a guest couch.
Yeah, of course.
It's just that we want to lounge around or we want to, like, you know, be deep in thought. Have one of them bounty hunter things.
Yeah, look, about the nature of the universe. Missy sits in the chair opposite your desk. So, how goes things?
Well, we've got some interesting facts that we've learnt.
Yeah, went to his house, found some shit in his mailbox that he left when he left in a hurry a week ago.
Yeah, so I'm guessing something happened. He got spooked. He quickly went away. But he has discovered this his book. I put like the information, the book down and be like...
Okay, she begins flicking through it. So. She ends up on the pages. Well, keep talking. She's flicking through.
Yeah, so I believe he's potentially either headed to, or at least was going to, hot and fresh 68.
Oh.
The moon. The moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're just currently in the process of acquiring a mining pass so that we are able to gain access to hot and fresh 68.
Oh, I see.
Do you have any contacts?
Not with the Geppetto Yokomoto Mining Company, but I could perhaps wire you the money that you could use to bribe your way to get aboard the ship.
Yeah, no worries.
Perfect.
Do you know who,
bribe?
Should we go above the ticketing agency or just try and bribe the man who sells the tickets?
No. We'll go above that. How about this? I'll take care.
That was an awful mess there. Yes.
Well, that's true. I heard nothing.
On my way here, I did hear that there was an arrest made. So, yeah. Were you boys?
No, we weren't there. When we got there, there was like a hustle and bustle. It was very strange.
Oh, Dusha. Missy fixes you with quite a steely glance.
I just smile at her.
I was told you were discreet.
Very discreet.
I do a weird ape smile.
She turns away from Ape Joel, like swivels on her chair and turns to you also, Joel. Yeah. How about this? Mm-hmm. I will secure you a ticket on a Yakumoto Geppetto Mining Company transport ship. Mm-hmm. But it'll be up to you to... I'll get you the papers and everything. But we'll send you there under the guise of being miners going along as well. We'll get you some papers. How does that sound?
Of course.
You're all right.
Mining?
She fixes you with hiding the truth, as it were. I mean, you're not.
he's more muscle than...
I see. Brains. You're the brains of the operation here.
Yeah.
My ape brain is very offended.
It's very small.
If you weren't paying us 200 credits
yes.
a day, I would be more offended.
Well, I'll secure that. You'll be able to contact me through a vid screen or your phones once you reach hot and fresh
68.
keep me abreast of the situation. She reaches the end of the book that you received from the lockbox, and it's the final picture of the machine with the like big green gem in the middle.
Mm.
She sort of points to it with her long gray finger. This gem. You didn't see anything resembling that at his apartment, did you?
His apartment was almost stripped bare, as in of anything important.
Hmm.
But for some reason, they didn't check the letterbox.
If he's... Well, I don't know why they wouldn't do that. If he's seeking this here gem, then he might be attracting the wrong kind of attention.
From the...
Neonites. Yes. Well, how did you know?
Because the Neonites were all about the key.
And he was
researching the key. I'm just...
Is everything okay? You seem very on edge.
Adding one and one together and getting a two.
Of course, of course.
You want to know about the key, correct?
Well, I do, yes.
And he was researching it, so one would assume that he's probably come across some people from the Neonites.
Also, well, the reason I thought of it is that this particular gem, a cosmic crystal it's called, they've been, well, I suppose outlawed by the Neonites is the correct way to put it. They've, they don't let anybody have them but them. They have, I suppose, a monopoly on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So where do they keep all their cosmic gems? Well, would even mind the cosmic gems, I'm guessing, from, well, hot and fresh.
I mean, one would have to assume.
Maybe that would explain the disaster. Do you know much of the properties of the cosmic gem?
Not really. The secrets are closely guarded. And nobody knows where the Neonites keep the gems either, so...
Mm.
But yes, we'll take care of the mining passes. All you have to do is turn up as soon as possible tonight. How does that sound?
Yeah, it works for us. Okay. Got nothing on.
Turn up tonight. Pretend you're there to go.
Wait, hang on. Did you finish that dictation?
I got halfway through. So we'll finish off the dictation and then...
Yeah. Tonight should be fine.
All right, then. All right. Well, hey, I'll
got a strong work ethic.
Well, that's good. I'll go ahead and secure that.
Discreet and strong work ethic. Those are two.
That's what I want in bounty hunters.
That's what we're known for.
Yeah. All right. She gets up, thanks the two of you, and she leaves.
Will Missy Dubois' plan work? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.